Good morning, 21st Century World. This is Radio Richard Ireland, coming to you from within the soundproofless studio of life itself. Thomila Falcha Rothansha. Whether you're listening to me in your car in Idaho, or while enjoying a coffee in a cliffside cafe in Beirut overlooking the Rock of Rocher, or transforming a fine pint of Guinness in some pleasantly old-fashioned pub in Cork, you are so very welcome here. Hear this, listener. Give it here your fullness of ear. From the beginning there is breath, and upon that breath there are words. Walking along, and the wind was blowing softly through the electricity wires nearby, creating a musical effect which was truly magical. So of a mid-afternoon, a yellow JCB excavator working on a far-off hillside. With its big long claw or beak, it was clawing and pecking away at a ditch in between fields, and in no time at all, levelling it. For all the world, it appeared to me to be some kind of an animal, a yellow rooster perhaps, or even some kind of a yellow-hued dinosaur from the way back ever so when. I have similar thoughts when I see cars, trucks, trains, boats, and planes. In today's broadcast, I will be continuing to read from Shakespeare. This will be followed by the reading of a poem, and I will conclude with the reading of the lyrics of a song. A reading from A Midsummer Night's Dream. What hempen homespuns have we swaggering here, so near the cradle of the fairy queen? What, a play toward? I'll be an auditor, an actor too, perhaps, if I see cause. Speak, Pyramus. Thisbe Stanford. Thisbe, the flowers of odious savour sweet. Odours, odours. Odours savour sweet. So hath thy breath, my dearest Thisbe, dear, but hark a voice, say thou but hear a while, and by I will to thee appear. A stranger Pyramus than e'er played here. Must I speak now? I marry you must, for you must understand he goes but to see a noise that he heard, and is to come again. Most radiant Pyramus, most lily-white of hue, of colour like the red rose and triumphant briar, most brisky juvenile and elk, most lovely Jew, as true as horse, that yet would never tire, I'll meet thee, Pyramus, at Ninny's tomb. Ninus's tomb, man, why you must not speak that yet, that you answer to Pyramus, you speak all your parts at once. Cues and all, Pyramus enter. Your cue is past. It is never tire. Oh, as true as horse, that yet would never tire. If I were fair Thisbe, I were only thine. Oh, monstrous, oh, strange, we are haunted. Pray, masters, fly, masters, help. I'll follow you, I'll lead you about around. Through bog, through bush, through brake, through briar, sometime a horse I'll be, sometime a hound, a hog, a headless bear, sometime a fire, and neigh and bark and grunt and roar and burn, like horse, hound, hog, bear, fire at every turn. Why do they run away? This is a knavery to them, to make me afeard. O bottom, thou art changed, what do I see on thee? What do you see? You see an ass head of your own, do you? Bless thee, bottom, bless thee, thou art translated. I see their knavery. This is to make an ass of me, to frighten me if they could. But I will not stir from this place, do what they can. I will walk up and down here, and I will sing, that they shall hear I'm not afraid. The owsel cock so black of hue, with strange tawny bill, the throstle with his notes so true, the wren with little quill. What angel wakes me from my flowery bed? The finch, the sparrow, and the lark, the plain song cuckoo grey, whose note full many a man doth mark, and dares not answer nay. For indeed, who would set his wit to so foolish a bird? Who would give a bird the lie, though he cry cuckoo never so? I pray thee, gentle mortal, sing again. Mine ear is much enamoured of thy note, so is mine eye enthralled to thy shape. And thy fair virtue's force perforce doth move me, on the first view to say, to swear, I love thee. Methinks, mistress, you should have little reason for that, and yet, to say the truth, reason and love keep little company together nowadays. The more the pity that some honest neighbours will not make them friends. Nay, I can gleek upon occasion. Thou art as wise as thou art beautiful. Not so, neither, but if I had wit enough to get out of this wood, I have enough to serve mine own tongue. Out of this wood do not desire to go. Thou shalt remain here, whether thou wilt or no. I am a spirit of no common rate, the summer sill doth tend upon my state. And I do love thee, therefore go with me. I'll give thee fairies to attend on thee, and they shall fetch thee jewels from the deep, and sing while thou on pressed flowers dost sleep. And I will purge thy mortal grossness so, that thou shalt like an airy spirit go. Peas blossom, cobweb, mott, mustard seed. Ready, and I, where shall we go? Be kind and courteous to this gentleman. Hop in his walks and gambol in his eyes. Feed him with apricocks and dewberries, with purple grapes, green figs and mulberries. The honey bag steal from the humble bees. The four night tapers crop their waxen thighs, and light them at the fairy glowworm's eyes, to have my love to bed and to arise. And pluck the wings from painted butterflies, to fan the moonbeams from his sleeping eyes. Nod to him, elves, and do him courtesies. Hail, mortal! Hail! 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 I cry your worship's mercy heartily. I beseech your worship's name. Cobweb. I shall desire you of more acquaintance, good Master Cobweb. If I cut my finger, I shall make bold with you. Your name, honest gentleman. Peas Blossom. I pray you commend me to Mistress Squash, your mother, and to Master Peascod, your father. Good Master Peas Blossom, I shall desire you of more acquaintance too. Your name, I beseech you, sir. Mustard Seed. Good Master Mustard Seed, I know your patience well. That same cowardly, giant-like ox-beef had devoured many a gentleman of your house. I promise you your kindred had made my eyes water ere now. I desire your more acquaintance, good Master Mustard Seed. Come, wait upon him. Lead him to my bower. The moon, methinks, looks with a watery eye, and when she weeps, weeps every little flower. Lamenting some enforced chastity. Tie up my love's tongue, bring him silently. Today's poem is Ode on Solitude by Alexander Pope. Happy the man whose wish and care a few paternal acres bound, content to breathe his native air in his own ground. Whose herds with milk, whose fields with bread, whose flocks supply him with attire, whose trees in summer yield him shade, in winter fire. Blessed who unconcernedly find hours, days, and years slide soft away, in health of body, peace of mind, quiet by day, sound sleep by night, study and ease together mixed, sweet recreation, an innocence which most does please with meditation. Thus let me live, unseen, unknown, thus unlamented let me die, steal from the world, and not a stone tell where I lie. sometimes we have just got to stop whatever we are doing to listen for a while. Frank Sinatra explains, I heard she sang a good song. I heard she had a style. And so I came to see her and listen for a while. And there she was, this young girl, a stranger to my eyes, strumming my pain with her fingers, singing my life with her words, killing me softly with her song, telling my whole life with her words, killing me softly with her song. I felt all flushed with fever, embarrassed by the crowd. I felt she found my letters and read each one aloud. I prayed that she would finish, but she just kept right on, strumming my pain with her fingers, singing my life with her words, killing me softly with her song, telling my whole life with her words, killing me softly with her song. She sang as if she knew me in all my dark despair, and then she looked right through me, as if I wasn't there. But she was there, this stranger, singing clear and strong, strumming my pain with her fingers, singing my life with her words, killing me softly with her song, telling my whole life with her words, killing me softly with her song. Today, realize someone may be dependent upon you being courageous and keeping a good spirit up, even though inwardly you mightn't be at all feeling up to it. Here's a thought. To free your mind, images view less and less, for measured calmness comes, I find, with listening more. All right, I will leave it at that for today, and I will look forward to having your fine company again on Monday. Over the weekend, I will most likely share some stories from my books. If you are free, drop by to listen to them, and about them, please do spread the word. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. This is Radio Richard Ireland. It is truly an honor to have you listening. May you be a blessing unto yourself by way of your past, by way of your present, and by way of your future. Slán agus banacht leat.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.